Thank you, Father, for your love for us. We are your children. Oh, Lord God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you erase the lies and you see the truth. Oh, Lord God, thank you that we can trust you. We love you, Father. Amen. 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 Good evening. This is John Woodbrook. Welcome to the Friday Night Prayer Call with World for Jesus. Ricky is running the board for us tonight. Thank you, Ricky. Thank you for that song. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And thank you to all of you for joining with us during this critical time tonight for our nation, this special time. God is our Savior, and He is our faithful provider. He is Jehovah El Shaddai. He is more than enough, and He is the God of the impossible. When we face the impossible, we know that we have a good Father. He will save us, and He will deliver us as we put our trust in Him and as we pray His will for this country. This is a special night tonight to pray for our nation. We will have Nita sharing with us shortly and directing and leading us in prayer in this critical time. And Ricky will also be sharing and praying with us as well tonight. God is with us. He is with us tonight to hear our prayers. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory and honor and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, you are the great I am. Amen. Psalm 20 says, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saves his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Our enemies are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, you save your anointed. You hear us from your holy heaven. You save us with the strength of your right hand. We put our trust entirely in you, O Lord. O Lord, we do not trust in chariots and horses, but we remember your name. You are such a good Father. O Lord God, let our lives tell." Let our lives tell of who you are. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you thanksgiving. You are the Christ. You are the great I am. Amen. Our announcements for tonight. We won't have a Sunday prayer call this coming Sunday due to the Passover Resurrection Sunday. Please take time with your families and reflect on the deliverance. Reflect on the deliverance of Israel from slavery, from God bringing them out of Egypt, and the deliverance of all the believers by the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only Son. Take some time to, if you haven't ever done it before, I would really encourage you to look up what is involved in the Passover Seder and experience that. It's a beautiful time with the Lord. I really enjoy it every year. Our weekly corporate intercession times are Wednesday, 10:20, Thursday and Friday evening at 5:50 Pacific, and the last half of next Wednesday and next Friday, we will be open for our intercessors to lead in prayer for President Donald Trump, the new administration. We have a full prayer team tonight, so it's a little bit varied a little bit tonight, so we'll just have the prayer leaders and Nita and Ricky share. Our next GOE is coming up soon, and it's really critical for this nation. On May 15th through the 18th, it'll be at Bethel Chapel in the Seattle area. And then there'll be a special Joel's Army Day on Friday, the 19th, from 10 to 5, and there'll be a lunch break in between. You can see everything on our website and register and plan ahead to get time off and for travel and for hotels and so on. Really prayerfully consider coming to this GOE. It's such an important time, so critical in our nation with all the things that are coming. Nita will be sharing some vital information for prayer at that time as well. Amen. Joel's Army wants you. Now is the time to be joined with something that was born of God out of prophetic vision. It's such an important time to be joined with Joel's Army right now. If you're not already joined, seriously pray concerning that as well. And just give Lynn Warner, Don a call and talk with them. They can give you information on it. They can help you get started, but this is a time to join with others that are praying for our nation. We have our corporate prayer calls. We have our Sunday calls, but this is a group time where you can just be praying amongst each other with people of like heart for our nation along the same lines that Nita has given us in our instruction for prayer for this nation. It's so important right now. Amen. Now this week's good news. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the good news. Thank you for the good things that you're doing. First headline, Attorney General Jeff Sessions sets tough, really tough, new standards on immigration and public safety. This is a new era. Lawlessness is over. We've been praying for the rule of law. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Following our excerpts from a keynote speech that Attorney General Jeff Sessions gave at International Association of Chiefs of Police Division mid-year conference on Tuesday. Good afternoon, everyone. It's great to be with you in a beautiful state of Arizona, an honor to speak with so many outstanding law enforcement leaders. Thank you for everything that you do to protect your communities. I've had the privilege of being Attorney General for just over 2 months now, and our team has been hard at work at the direction of President Trump. The Department of Justice is focusing on several key priorities, including promoting public safety, restoring a lawful system of immigration, and supporting and protecting the brave men and women of law enforcement. Today I want to talk to you about efforts in all these areas. Public safety, all of us who work in law enforcement want to keep people safe. That's the heart of our jobs. It's what drives us every day. The Department of Justice is doing several things to build on progress. This morning I announced new guidance directing all federal prosecutors to prioritize criminal immigration enforcement. These prosecutors are now required to consider for prosecution in five different areas: protecting and supporting law enforcement. Another priority of President Trump's and this Department of Justice is to protect and support our brave men and women in law enforcement. The federal government alone cannot meet the challenge of violent crime and drugs. In fact, about 85% of all law enforcement officers in our nation are state, local, and tribal. These are men and women you lead, the ones on the front lines. In this great task, I am proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with each of you and with all the good men and women you lead. Thank you for inviting me here. Thank you, Lord, for reestablishing the rule of law in our nation, even as we have prayed. Thank you, Lord, for establishing the law concerning immigration. And then this headline, breaking, Trump signs law allowing states to defund Planned Parenthood. This week, the pro-life movement had two huge victories. First, the swearing in of Justice Gorsuch, and now President Trump will undo former President Obama's parting gift to the abortion industry. President Trump signed a law today overturning a last-minute Obama-era regulation forcing states to fund Planned Parenthood, America's largest abortion business. The regulation, which pro-life groups call former President Obama's parting gift to the abortion industry, forced states to give Title X money to organizations that commit abortions. Now states, if they wish, will be able to withhold Title X money from abortion-committing organizations, instead prioritizing non-abortion businesses. federal Title X dollars fund family planning services, but technically not abortion. However, government money planned parenthood receives helps the abortion-centered organization overall. This money is fungible, pro-life advocates say. The U.S. House voted 230-188 to overturn this regulation on February 16th. The U.S. Senate voted 50-50 on it on March 13th, and Vice President Mike Pence broke the tie, sending the bill to Trump's desk. Thank you, Lord, for overturning this. Thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers concerning abortion and the stopping of abortion in this country. Thank you, Lord, that we are not forced to fund this. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And then concerning our economy, Toyota makes largest investment in history at Kentucky plant, $1.3 billion to retool the factory in Georgetown, Kentucky. That's part of their $10 billion promise to reinvest in the United States and in manufacturing in the United States. Then this headline, President Trump appoints traditional marriage Christian as a new Secretary of the Army. President Donald Trump recently announced new hire to his administration that will likely send liberals heads spinning. Although the announcement has not yet been formally made, several news outlets are reporting the president has selected Tennessee State Senator Mark Green from Clarksville, the leading candidate for the state's governor in 2018 to become Secretary of the Army. The West Point graduate was a medic for the special operations team that captured Saddam Hussein, and he's also an evangelical Christian who holds to the biblical definition of marriage. This is particularly relevant because he will be replacing the first openly homosexual civilian leader in the Army's history, Eric Fanning. Thank you, Lord. The legislator is expected to drop his gubernatorial bid to accept the president's offer to lead the Army. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oregon judge, a man of immense faith, fights to keep his seat after defending traditional marriage. He trusts in the Lord for vindication. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for people standing up in our government, Lord, for godly rights and the rights of Christians, Lord, to represent who we are. Amen. Then this headline concerning China, pro-life president is who we have. U.S. defunds forced abortions in China. We commend President Donald Trump for making it very clear the United States will not support a United Nations agency that promotes the killing of innocent babies. It's no secret that China's strict two-child policy has ended countless unborn babies' lives through forced abortions. Now President Donald Trump is taking a stand against China's forced abortions by cutting funds to the United Nations Population Fund. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then also concerning China, Trump's meeting with China's Xi Jinping ended in an American victory. The two-day summit between President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi ended with three major wins for the Trump administration. Chinese officials said that Xi offered major concessions on beef and grain imports, as well as investing in China's financial sector. The concessions would avert a trade war between the two countries, keeping prices down for American consumers. The summit held last week at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, Xi said he would lift the 13-year ban on American beef imports under this agreement. The Chinese would also buy more American agricultural products. Xi also seems to be ready to let American firms invest more readily in a Chinese financial firms, allowing larger stakes to be held. This would be part of a plan to avoid higher tariffs or trade barriers that could lead to a trade war. Three wins for the Trump administration. Thank you, Lord. And then also China turns back at the border coal that was sent from North Korea as part of its sanction on North Korea. They would not buy the coal because of the nuclear testing that North Korea has been doing. So thank you, Lord, for that stand. Thank you for that change, Lord, after Trump met with the president of China. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, that you hear us when we pray according to your will, Lord. Thank you that the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. In Jesus' name, amen. We seek you, Lord, with our whole hearts tonight. We're going to have Ricky share with us first, and then Nita will share and pray, and then Ricky will pray. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, John. Can you hear me okay?
You sound great. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Thank you. I just have to say what a beautiful and powerful victory we had today. Thank you for reading those things. I'm so excited about the victories we're seeing, the promises that our president made, and he's keeping those promises to us. He's keeping them. He's defunding Planned Parenthood. He's making it possible to save more lives. He's protecting our borders. He's doing what he promised he would do. And I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for giving us Cyrus. I thank you for putting your man in office, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for blessing our country with a man who will strive to let us be a beacon unto all the nations, shining forth your glory in every step he's taking in these efforts are done with that in mind. And I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So today, while I was praying for Trump, I had been up early and I was praying for him, and I was, even as I read my Bible, I was praying in the Spirit, and Trump was just heavy on my heart, just so heavy on my heart as I lifted him up, and I thought, Lord, the pressure that's upon him. And I just kept praying, Lord, please give him grace, give him wisdom, give him grace. And a little while later, I was reading an article on Syria, and I found myself not, you know, barely even able to concentrate on the article itself, which is not like me. You know, usually if I read something, I'm focused, I'm there, I can tell you what I read at the end of it. But all I know is this article was about Syria. And as I read it, the Lord told me, he told me a couple of things that we need to pray about tonight. He told me that they're using the situation in Syria as a distraction. They're using Trump's inexperience in foreign affairs, because what happened is Trump is a man who doesn't do anything halfway. He is a man who zeroes in on something, and he's got to make sure that he delivers on his promises. He's got to make sure that he protects this country. He's got to make sure that he protects the people of God. And so he dives into the material. And this is what I'm feeling as I'm reading this article. And the article is just it's a news article about Syria and what is transpiring over there. But the Lord is telling me he is diving into the material because he does not want to let this nation down. He does not want to fail the American people. He does not want to fail me. He does not want to fail the people of this country. When he said, let's make America great again, this man firmly believes America can be great again. And he means it when he says it. And so his fight, his drive to make sure that every decision he makes is in the best interests of this country, it's above and beyond anyone that has sat in his chair before him, except for maybe less than a handful. So as I read, and I just let the Lord start imparting into me, he said, because he wants so badly to keep his promises to us, And he is diving into the material. He's getting worn down because he doesn't have all the experience on the foreign affairs. We all know that. But we all believed in him. And we knew he was God's choice, and that's why we prayed for him. That's why we prayed for him to get into office. That's why we voted for him. That's why we fought for him. I know God will give him what he needs. But his drive to do this just right, it's wearing on him. And so they're using this situation to keep him going so he can't settle back and let the Lord speak to him. And so when we pray, we need to pray for Trump. We need to pray that Trump will pull back and push back all the material and let God speak his wisdom to him. Because the truth is, when Trump took office, I had a vision of him, and he stood at that desk in the Oval Office, and he put his hands on either side of this desk, and he bowed his head, and he said, "Lord, give me the wisdom I need to fulfill this call. Give me your wisdom. I don't want to let you down." And because Trump prayed for that, the Lord showed me that he would impart to Trump all that he needs to lead this country, because he didn't pray that he would be a success. He prayed for wisdom, so he didn't let us down. So he didn't let the Lord down. And so we need to pray for Trump that he can pull away from this and let God impart wisdom into him, because God will give him the answers of each step to take. So that's one thing. The second thing that the Lord showed me is that there's someone on the inside, and I believe, I talked to Mom about this too, there's probably more than one or two or three on the inside in a close circle who is a plant meant to distract him, and they're there to try to bring him down. They're setting him up to fail. But God did not put Trump, his Cyrus, in office to fail, did he? He put him in office to fulfill the call that God placed on him. He would not have put him in that office to fail. This is bigger than the man. It is the mantle of Cyrus. So we need to pray that God will expose these individuals and remove them. Now, Trump has a gift. God gave him this gift. He'll call it a gut feeling, a gut instinct. God gave that to him, and he gave it to him long ago, because he was preparing him for office. Now remember, the Lord had given me a vision a long time ago when we were praying before the election day, that Trump, everything he had experienced up to the point where he took that oath of office, God would use when he took office. God would use it to bring forth his light into this nation. God would use it to heal this nation. God would use everything, all the good, the bad, the successes and failures. It would spray out over this nation, and God would use it to heal this land, so that this nation could rise up and be the beacon she's been called to be, to draw all nations unto God. So God has already imparted within Trump what he needs to fulfill this responsibility. He has a gut instinct. But because he is so tired, because he is being run ragged over the Syria thing, he's not listening to his gut. So we need to pray that God will expose these individuals and that God will help Trump to pull back and listen to what he's placed within him so that he can fulfill his responsibility there. Trump knows how to make decisive decisions, and he relies heavily on that gut instinct. And it's something God gave him. He's right to do that. Third, we need to pray that I know that he relies on his family as well. He relies on his daughter. He relies on his sons for wisdom. They're counsel to him. He has raised them. He's done a beautiful job raising his children. He's raised them to be men and women of integrity. He's raised them to be intelligent, not to just live off the money, but to be intelligent and to strive for greatness. And he relies on them, and I understand that. So we need to pray that God, because he trusts them, I mean, it's understandable, but we need to pray that God will give them as well wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment. We need to pray that into his children as well. I think it's very important. When I was talking to Mom this morning, she felt very strongly that we need to start praying for them when we pray for him, as far as that God would impart these things to them. So that's all I have to share, and then we'll pray. But Mom's going to share now. She'll pray, and then I'll follow her, if that's okay, John. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for sharing that, Ricky. That was very impactful. Okay, Nita, go ahead, please.
Thank you, John. And thank you to all of you who have come to pray, to hear what God is saying for today, so that we know how to pray when we're not together, and we can pray more powerfully and strategically when we are together. I know that you're giving up precious time with your family to be with us, but it sure is important. We have spent as a ministry, when I say we as a ministry, I mean those who are actually physically a part of the ministry and those who join us in the gatherings. 3, 4, we've even had as many as 5 in a year. We have repented. We have interceded. We've done everything that God has asked us to do, only what he's asked us to do, and not what he hasn't asked for us to do. He taught me a long time ago that the best way to get an answer to prayer is to make sure you're praying God's will. So, having been taken up into the heavenlies in Israel by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, he spent all night with me in the heavens over the nation. And his first words were, "We're going to spend the night together because I'm going to teach you how to pray over the nations." And that's what he's done. Since we started the gatherings, the education has been much greater and constant so that we don't make mistakes at terrible costs. We've prayed with this one thing in mind, that we would comfort the Lord's heart enough that he could install his leadership in this country and enable us as the Church of the Living God to bring forth all the things that have been on his heart for decades. This was his will. This was his desire. So in working with him and learning his heart, learning the things that were keeping us from being able to have God's best, we quickly went into repentance to pave a path for God to fulfill his will. Now here we are. He's given us our Cyrus. Those of you who have been under my ministry in the last several years, you know that for several years now, I've been talking about the mantle of Cyrus being and her leaders. When Trump decided to run for office, the Lord spoke to me and showed me that he was his Cyrus. He told me in this very lengthy vision that the first choice of the people would be Ben Carson. And it seemed like God was holding his will in the wings. If Ben was the one that was supposed to do it, I mean, you know, according to the will of the people, God would support Ben. But he really doesn't have he's more tender-hearted, and maybe he's too tender-hearted to be like the bull in the china closet, which is the kind of thing that that Trump wears. But even in this experience, what I didn't understand was where Carson went all of a sudden and why Trump was there. And he was dressed and looked like John F. Kennedy, but he was Trump. I couldn't figure it out until I talked to my team and asked them if they didn't think that it was possible that God was talking to us about the fact that he was going to withdraw that favor that Carson had been walking under so he could install Trump. And everyone was in agreement that that is exactly what that experience meant. So from that point on, which was in the very beginning of Trump running, we have prayed for, believed, and I have shared that Trump would be Cyrus and our next president if we would stand in the gap for him. Now, I know a lot of Christians weren't so sure that I'd heard God that time and weren't so sure that they wanted to stand in the gap for him. But I think after a season of time, it became it became obvious that Trump was God's choice and that he was our Cyrus. Obvious not only to me, but to many others in the body of Christ. I noticed at that time that many of the prophets were beginning to prophesy that he was Cyrus to America. So the Lord confirmed it in the mouth of two or three witnesses, which is what his word says. Let everything be confirmed in the mouth of two or three witnesses. And, you know, when we give a prophetic word, scripturally, biblically, we are to allow and expect that word to be judged. So it all went, you know, came and went according to God's plan. Trump is in office, praise God. I know some, because he's made a mistake here or a mistake there, they're becoming disillusioned. But I ask you, don't become disillusioned. Don't. Cause your house, your heart to stay stout in faith. Because if we pray for this man and we don't allow ourselves to become disillusioned, he is going to turn out to be the greatest president this nation has ever seen. As we were praying, as I was praying this afternoon, I saw a vision of a pentagram, and it was decked for ritual. I knew that this particular pentagram, with all of this stuff on the pentagram, was actually dressed this way for a particular ritual. And the ritual was a satanic ritual designed to bring Trump and his presidency to an end. So what he's going through, this confusion, this falling into weakness at times, it isn't just natural. It isn't just because he is tired, although that's a large part of it. But there are curses that are being sent out against him. Any intercessor that is sensitive to what's going on in the airwaves can tell you that if you've ever gone to Washington, D.C., the first thing you run into is confusion. You can drive up and down the streets of D.C., and you have to constantly cleanse your mind of confusion and reestablish your course. It's been like that every time we go to Washington, D.C. And now Trump is living under that constantly. And that isn't just because powerful men and women are doing things in the soulish realm, but it is also satanic in nature, Luciferian in nature. And we need to pray that down. And we need to pray that God will surround him with a wall of protection. Him, his family, Pence, his family, all of the people that are working with Trump and their families. Consider this. These are Trump's friends. Those of us who voted him into office and are staying true to the call. His enemies are the Vatican, the Jesuits, the New Age folks, the Democrats. I could go on and on and on. And all of these people have power in the spirit realm. Some, such as the Clintons, have a very good understanding of the power that they function under in the spirit realm. Some don't really understand it, but they function very powerfully in the spirit realm regardless. So Trump has a lot more against him than he has for him. But we and God do make a majority. And Trump is trying to walk in God's will. And the Lord will help him as he continues to seek his face. So the New World Order to find stability at this time requires bringing down Afghanistan, Syria, and Japan. And that's why these three seem like they're constantly being targeted. what we need to pray tonight is that the New World Order will get their hands off the nations, period. As well as America. There are those who are saying that Trump and Kushner are agents of the New World Order, agents of Russia, Mossad. My goodness, they're coming out with just about everything. But I can say this. Trump is not Russia's agent. He is God's agent. And he is God's agent to do America good. Those who are standing for him, you cannot allow yourself to weaken in your belief in him, even when he makes mistakes. It is absolutely imperative that you keep your faith strong, because faith is a force, and it's a very powerful force. I would say that it's one of the greatest forces on the face of the earth. Perhaps the only force that is greater is the force of love. So if you keep your faith raised high and use it to put protection round about Trump and all concerning him, there's not a whole lot that the enemy can do successfully. No matter what kind of success it looks like he's having at any given time, he's going to lose it. How many times have we seen already, since Trump came into office, the enemy raise his head against him, and every person that has come against Trump has suffered for it, big and small. One might say, well, it's because Trump is so vindictive. Much of what has happened has had nothing to do with Trump. But every person that has come up against him has suffered for it. And I'll tell you why. It's because two things. This man has an apostolic mantle, and he also has a prophetic mantle. I don't necessarily know and understand how all of this works together. I do know that when you've got an apostolic mantle and you've got a prophetic mantle that is commissioned, the individual bearing it is commissioned, which Trump is. And on top of that, several kingship mantles. They are special agents for the Lord. So if you raise up against someone that is anointed in this way, now I'm telling you what the Father and what Jesus told me face to face. If you raise up against someone that is entrusted with this kind of authority, the Father himself will deal with you. You don't have to worry about trying to get other agencies to do it. The Father will deal with you. So Trump is a very important man. He may make mistakes. He may not be exactly what we thought he would be. But he's hardly had a chance. We need to give this man time. Time to be molded, time to be strengthened, time to be taught. God is a marvelous teacher. The Bible assures us of that. Who is a teacher like him, Job said. He's a marvelous teacher. And he's teaching Trump, even in his mistakes. But we don't dare touch the servant of the Lord. What does the Bible say? Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. So if we touch the anointed of God, we're going to be disciplined. If we touch the prophet of God, we are also going to be disciplined. So if the person is the anointed of God and the prophet of God, there's a double measure of discipline coming if you touch this person. Even if they've made a mistake, our job is to pray for him and not to mock him, not to get angry with him, not to want to throw him away. None of us are perfect. I don't think one person on this phone, if they were to be honest with themselves, could walk through the kind of warfare that Trump has been walking through since he put his name out to fight for the presidency. I don't think anyone could go through what he's gone through and stand like he has stood. Has he made mistakes? Yes. Has he done things differently than we would like to see him do? Yes. Well, because he's human. But he has stood, and like Cyrus of old, he has plowed through things that you and I cannot comprehend or imagine. What he needs is our forgiveness, our long-suffering, our belief in him, our trust in God, and he needs our love to walk with him, our faith to uphold him. This is what he needs. And on top of it all, he needs our intercession. If we want to please God, this is what we're going to give him. Tonight, I'd like to do not only some praying, but I'd like to do some declarations. I don't know that I'm going to be able to stay on the line long enough to do declarations because I'm going down pretty hard, pretty fast. But even if I hang up, I'd like you to do declarations over President Trump and over this nation. But for right now, please, I would like to lead you in prayer. So please just begin to pray in the Spirit. Oh God, my God, how majestic is your name. Your ways are beyond finding out. Your name is higher than any other name. Not even the skies, the very heavens themselves, can contain you. You are power. You are holiness. You are glory. You are not a God that can lie. You are a God of strength. You are a God of honor. We can look to you and know that your word is truth. If you say you'll do it, you'll do it. If you need us to stand with you, we'll stand with you, Father, because we trust you. We love Trump. Even with the way that he makes mistakes. Sometimes we find ourselves just laughing, wishing that maybe he wouldn't have said that way. But nevertheless, it doesn't in any way diminish our love for him. We love him, and we surround him, his family, his vice president, his family, his cabinet, all those who are working with Trump. It seems like he's working with half a government right now, and Lord, we just pray that you will fill those seats. Wherever there is lack, fill it with the one you want in it. Anything that the Democrats are doing, Lord, to bring harm to this man, his family, and his presidency, we ask that you overturn it and that you will lift this man and your purposes and your plans up as a light on a hill. Lord, a bright light on a hill. A light that is so great that the nations of the earth will find themselves turning their heads toward the light and having the joy that that light carries. We thank you for letting Trump know that you're standing with him. Father, visit him. Visit him at night. Visit him during the day. Visit him and show him the way in which to walk. Show him the wisdom that comes from you alone. Give him the grace to embrace the wisdom that comes from you alone. Father, you have given him a vehicle to do great things, and that is the presidency of this nation, to do great things in the earth. You've given him the power, the authority to do what no other man can do. Give him the wisdom not to waste what you've given to him, but to lay it back in your hands and use it as you deem necessary. We thank you, Father, for strengthening him in your wisdom, strengthening him in your grace. We thank you, Father, that you will make the image of this man into the image of Christ. We thank you that as he walks through his presidency, little by little, the days are going to show the powers of the nations turning and saying that America has finally come to a place of wisdom and given a man to the nation to do good for all peoples. We thank you for this, Father. We thank you for teaching Trump how to understand your voice. You've helped Ricky understand that you have worked with him in a special way over the years. Help him not to lay that understanding down, that you will add to what you have shown him for years, but that he does not need to lay down what he's already been taught, only to gather the new and add it to. We thank you for this, Father. I marvel at this man called Cyrus. I marvel at what you've given to this nation. We've spent 18 years praying, fasting, repenting, interceding for this nation to prepare it for Cyrus, and for Cyrus to prepare him for this nation. And now the hour is here, and it seems as though the warfare that we have to go through for this last little bit to bring forth your purposes and plans
is a difficult warfare, but raise up those who understand that it is just that. It's warfare, and we just need to keep praying, and we will bring forth the whole child. The babe will come first, as the nation was built in a day. Lord Jesus, let it be again that this nation will be rebuilt in the day of your heart, Lord, the day of your longing. We may go through the warfare, and it may be more than we had hoped, but you will carry us through it all. And it will turn out that this nation will be greater than it's ever been before because of you, because of your righteousness, because of your holiness, because of your glory, because of your joy, because you want to give this gift to your son and to your church. Help us to be all that you want us to be. Help the church, Lord God, be all that you want her to be, that we will not slacken our grip, but we hold our grip upon Trump and all those who work with him. We hold our grip on their work for this nation, that America will shine with the glory of God once again. Oh, Lord Jesus, I know that Bob Jones is in heaven, but I ask that you will speak to a prophet in a dream by this voice, Bob Jones. I just saw him, Lord, and I just felt his joy that you've given Trump to America, and America to the nations. He understands what he didn't understand before, and his heart is filled with joy. I thank you for that, Father. I thank you for your goodness, your kindness. I thank you for strengthening your intercessors, Lord, and making them more determined every day that they're going to help Trump come through this maze, this jungle, and that he will come out taller than he went in the realm of the Spirit. May we all understand that when the enemy is coming against Trump, he's doing it because he wants the New World Order, and Trump is an object of a curse to him. But to us, he's a blessing, standing in the way, keeping the New World Order from having their way, their will. Strengthen him, Lord. Strengthen him. Okay, Ricky.
Thank you, Nita. Thank you so much for giving us instruction, for leading us in prayer. Amen. Go ahead, Ricky.
Thank you, Mom.
I thank you, Father God. I thank you. I thank you for your man, Lord God. I thank you that you've given him the anointing, that you've given him the mantle of Cyrus to take this nation and lead this nation forward, Lord God, to take this nation into a place where we can declare one nation under God, and we stand firm in that declaration.
Father God, I look at this man, and I saw the fatigue, Lord God, that he was experiencing. But his fatigue is coming, Lord. It's coming from his desire to do what you've commissioned him to do. He's driven to do as you have directed him to do. I pray, Lord God, that you would take him, that you would take him and put your arms around him and put him into a rest, that he might rest in you, Lord God. That he would hear your voice, hear the still small whisper of your voice, Lord God, coming forth, giving him the directives for our nation, the directives when we're dealing with other nations, giving him the wisdom that he sat at his desk his first day in office. He stood there, Lord God, and he pled with you for wisdom. Wisdom to do this job. Wisdom to lead this nation, Lord God. And I ask that you would impart into him the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, the discernment, the discretion that he needs to fulfill the responsibilities of President of the United States of America. President of a country that is turning its face back to God, one that can raise up the banner of one nation under God, and one that has its people understanding and knowing that, one who has a nation of people wanting to come here because they want to serve the one true living God. Impart in him, Lord God, the wisdom that he so craves. Give him the peace, Lord God, that he needs to settle and rest in what you've given him, and not what he can read, not what his advisors are saying, but the voice of God. Give him, Lord God, a peace to rest in that. That he might hear your voice. When he lays his head down, Lord God, speak to him in the night season. Bring the plans and purposes that you've laid before him. Bring them together as he sleeps, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, for a supernatural rest to come upon him. Each night as he sleeps, and that, Father God, even though it's only a few short hours, it will be as though it were 8. And that he would wake up with a clarity and a freshness to step into the role and carry the mantle of Cyrus. I thank you, Father, for that. I thank you. I thank you, Father, that you chose him because you've already put within him the ability to fulfill this responsibility. Give him the understanding of that he might move forward in the confidence of God. I pray, Father God, whoever these people are within his circle that have been planted there to try to bring him down, I pray that you would expose them, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that you would stir up Trump's gut and that he would see through it. These people would be exposed and removed, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you would open his eyes to the truth. And I pray that you would not only speak to him, but you would confirm that with 2 other individuals on the same day, that there would be no doubt
in their loyalties. I thank you, Father God, for rooting out this evil. Rooting out this deception. Rooting out this ploy to bring your man down. I thank you, Father God. In the light, darkness cannot remain. It must flee. Let your light shine. I thank you, Father God. And finally, Lord, I lift up Trump's family. Melania, Ivanka, Eric. I lift up his other children, Lord God. Those who are standing with him in his office as president. I pray, Father God, that you would give them wisdom. Wisdom beyond their years. These are individuals of integrity. And I ask, Lord God, that you would give them wisdom beyond their years. He showed that if he be key. Wisdom and knowledge, discernment and discretion, that they might step into the roles assigned to them. Even as children of the president, Lord God, they have his ear. And I ask, Lord God, that you would give them words straight from you. I see strength in this family unit. I see strength. I see strength in this family unit, Lord. And while the world may try to tear it down, I pray, Father God, for a continuing strength in this family unit. I thank you, Father. I thank you for this man that you've given us. I thank you for this family that you've placed before us. I thank you that we not only have the privilege of calling him President of the United States, but we have the honor of calling him a brother in the Lord. And it is our responsibility to pray for our leaders and to pray for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Raise up your intercessors to pray for him, Lord God. Let there be not one second where he doesn't have an intercessor praying for him. That he might fulfill all that you've called him to fulfill, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. Your precious name.
John.
Yes.
May I just share what I just saw?
Sure. Go ahead.
While Ricky was praying, I saw a vision of two very strong hands of a man. Just reminded me of Jesus, to be very honest with you. And he had Trump in his arms. Trump looked like he was about 2 years old. His eyes were so wide open. He was so cute. He had Trump in his arms, and I saw him put Trump down in a throne. And that is when he receives the mantle of Cyrus. So, Father, we thank you that you began an incredible preparation in Trump for this hour, clear back when he was 2 years old. We just thank you for it. Just as you did with me, Lord, when I was very, very young, just a toddler, you took me to heaven. You let me meet my Father, and you gave me his mantle. You have done that with Trump. So we stand to honor your decision, Lord. And we thank you for it. Okay, John. I just want to say goodbye to everyone tonight. I have to hang up. I'm getting pretty weak, so I've enjoyed praying with you. It's been wonderful. But I pray that you have a really great weekend. Goodbye.
Love you, Mom.
So much.
Thank you.
Love
you,
you so
too,
much,
honey.
Nita. Thank you for sharing
okay.
that vision.
Thank you, John. It was kind of cute. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Will, go ahead and pray, and then Lynn.
Amen. Father, we praise you tonight. Lord, we count it a joy and a privilege to lift our brother, your servant, our president, before the throne of grace tonight. Lord, in the full assurance that you hear us, as we are crying out for your kingdom authority to be firmly established in this man and in his presidency, and for your will to be accomplished in our nation, as you use this man, this Cyrus, Lord, to bring about the destiny of the United States, Lord, to bring America into the fullness of her calling. Lord, to be a father to the nations, to be a, Lord, a protector and a provider and a beacon of light. Father, we praise you and we thank you. I just feel strongly with Nita's vision of those hands to declare Psalm 91 again over our president. Lord, because Donald Trump dwells in the secret place of the Most High, he shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He will say of the Lord that you are his refuge and his fortress, his God in whom he will trust. Surely you, Lord, shall deliver him from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. You shall cover him with your feathers, and under your wings shall he take refuge. Your truth shall be his shield and buckler. He shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. For 1,000 may fall at his side and 10,000 at his right hand, but it shall not come near him. Only with his eyes shall he look and see the reward of the wicked, because you, Lord, because he has made you, Lord, his refuge, even you, Lord, the Most High, his habitation. Therefore, no evil shall befall him. Lord, we declare that no evil shall befall our president, nor shall any plague come near his dwelling nor his loved ones. For you, Lord, shall give your angels charge over him, to keep him in all his ways. Lord, they shall bear him up in their hands, lest he dash his foot against a stone. He shall tread upon the lion and on the cobra, the young lion and the serpent shall he trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon you. Therefore, Lord, you will deliver him. You will set him on high, because he has known your name. He shall call upon you, and you will answer him. You will be with him in trouble, and you will deliver him, and you will honor him. And with long life will you satisfy him and show him your salvation. Father, we thank you for the promise of your word. We thank you, Lord, that we can declare the word of the Lord over our brother, our president, Lord, and your son, your servant, your Cyrus, Lord, the instrument in your hand to fulfill your will for our nation, because you love our president and you love our people, Lord God, and you love this nation, Lord, and you desire to see your kingdom established, your kingdom authority once again established, Lord, to once again see, as John mentioned at the beginning of the call, the rule of law established and a standard of decency and righteousness, Lord, that once again this would be a nation that rejoices, because it is a nation whose God is the Lord. Father, we pray, I just agree with Ricky tonight regarding those enemies, those betrayers, Lord, those plants in his inner circle, Lord, those that are leaking vital information to the press. Father, when I see him stand to speak before the press, Lord, I often think that they are simply taking his words and they are loading them to fire back at him, to, Lord, to wound him, to discredit him, to attack him, to malign him, to kill him, Lord, like a firing squad. Father, and there are those that, Lord, that are not planted by you, but Jesus said, every tree that my Father has not planted shall be uprooted. And Father, we pray that anyone that you have not planted in that cabinet, anyone that you have not planted among his advisors, anyone that you have not planted, Lord, in that inner circle that is influential in speaking into our president's life and who Lord, who are have his ear, that, Lord, you would uproot, you would pluck up every tree that you have not planted. And, Father, we pray that, Lord, these leaks that are going to the media for no other purpose but to hinder, Lord, this presidency, to discredit this presidency, to delegitimize this presidency, that, Father, every weapon would be brought to nothing, that, Lord, the press that have conspired together to take this man out, Lord, that their lies would be exposed, that they would be made to be ashamed, and that they would be made to take responsibility for misleading the American people, Lord, that their purpose for simply to further their own agenda, which is not your agenda, to bring about their will, which is not your will, to bring about their vision, which is not your vision, that it would be seen for what it is, and that, Lord, their actions would be met with the disgust of the American people, that, Lord, they would be forced, Lord, to come to a place of repentance and to begin to once again report accurately and fairly and objectively. Father, that they would no longer be able to use First Amendment right, Lord, to bring about the destruction of this nation. Father, we just pray and we thank you for your great kindness, your mercy. Father, we thank you. We thank you for our president. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for keeping him, guarding him, protecting him, strengthening him, imparting to him your wisdom, giving him ears to hear your voice. Lord, we thank you for a long and prosperous, Lord, presidency, and for the great change that will be wrought in this nation because of this man. Father, we give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh God, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you most of all for forgiving us, forgiving this nation and all of her sins, God. Father, I thank you that you are truly the God of new beginnings. And I thank you, Father, that you're giving this nation another chance. You're giving this nation her destiny back. You're giving this nation, Father God, a beautiful gift in President Trump. Father, I thank you for this gift, oh God, as we lift him up to you tonight. Father, I thank you for the father that he is and represents to the nation. Father God, I thank you that you would open up the eyes of the people to see and to know and understand what they have been given. God, only you can do that supernaturally, Father, that you would rent the veil from their eyes that they could see what they cannot see and know what they cannot know. Father, I thank you that you would do this. And Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Father, as the enemy desires to come in and place him in a weakened state, God. But God, I thank you that you would intervene and you would begin to strengthen him. In his inner man, you would continue to infuse him with strength. You would continue to stabilize him, God, and create such a hunger and a thirst for your righteousness, for your counsel as he spends time with you, God, that it would be more and more and more, that he would be given in a heart not just of wisdom but understanding and prudence. Father, I thank you that he would desire that above all else. Father, I thank you that you would give him, I just see like that big ear to hear you. God, I thank you, Father, that the times he spends with you, that he would push it all off of his plate. He would push it all off of the table and he would become more disciplined and say, I have to be alone. I have to seek God. I have to be with him. Oh, God, put that in him, Father. Such a fire, such a hunger, such a thirst to know you more, to hear you more. Oh, God, that the wisdom you give him back. Oh, will bring about such change in this nation. Father, I thank you. I stand in awe of what you have done and what you are doing and what you will do. Father, I thank you for the expectation that we have as we pray that you're hearing and answering and the results that we see before us, Father, even now. Father, I thank you. And God, I thank you for that wall of fire, that wall of protection. Father, as Will prayed Psalm 91, I thank you, Father, that nothing would penetrate this wall around his family, around Pence, around those that are for him and with him and are standing united together. Father, I thank you that you would keep them protected supernaturally under your wings. Father, that no weapon formed against them will prosper, that this will be such a team to be reckoned with, God. I thank you, God, that people will begin to see the unity, Father, that the peace of God that would rest upon the government, that would rest upon Trump, that would rest upon his administration. And Father, I thank you, as Ricky had that vision, God, I thank you for uprooting, for removing
and exposing and removing those plants, Father. I thank you, God. We ask you to do it now, God. We thank you for doing it, God. We thank you for uprooting it. We thank you. We thank you for revealing. We thank you. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you. As you're working on the man, President Trump, as you're working on his soul, I thank you that you will temper him in prayer, that you will temper, Father, you will temper him, and the peace of God would rest upon him. Father, I thank you for the favor that you're giving him, not only with the people, God, Father, but I thank you for a favor that would rest upon him with the nations as he yields to your voice, Father, that he would see and see the results as he makes the choice to hear and to act on the wisdom that you give him. Father, I thank you that you would send a spirit of peace into the situation in Syria. I thank you, Father God, that it will fall under the dominion of peace so that your will prevail. God, I thank you. I ask for your will that will prevail in all situations, in all circumstances, and whatever mistake he makes along the way, God. I thank you, God, that it's nothing that you can't handle. As we pray in obedience, Father, I thank you that you can act and move and help him to get into that right place with you, to understand and to know that your wisdom is greater than all things, and that is all he needs. God, I thank you. I thank you for releasing that and imparting it into him as he spends that quality time with you, as he determines, just as he determines that determination that you put in him. Father, I thank you that you'll put that same determination into the spiritual matters, into hearing you and knowing you and obeying you. In Jesus' name.
Pastor Matthew, do you want to pray shortly to close us out in prayer, and then I'll lead the declarations.
Yes. Father God, we just want to thank you again for your mercy and for your love. Thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the leader that you've given us for our nation. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so thankful, Father Lord, and for the reports, the positive reports that we have heard. We thank you, Father Lord, amen, for the transitions that are taking place already in our nations. Amongst the rule of law and many, many others, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We really thank you. We really, really praise you, Almighty God. You say to give thanks. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. We don't know how to express our hearts, our gratitude, Lord, for what you've done for us as a nation. Lord, we just ask as we join with other intercessors throughout our nation and the world that we lift up President Trump's arms. We ask the Father for strength. We ask Almighty God you would give him wisdom. Bring me a room, let your abundant grace rest upon you. And as our sister Ricky has said, that you have given him an inner sense, oh God, that you would cause it to be sharpened. that he would recognize that it is the Spirit of God that is working within him, that is leading him, that is guiding him, that is imparting to him. We pray, amen, for impartation, Lord, of your glory, of your wisdom, and of your power, of your knowledge. As our sister is praying today, and he will find a hiding place. Oh, yes. Like you would come and visit Adam in the days of old, Father Lord, again you would visit President Trump, Hari King Karanda. And he would enter into a rest, Lord, that you have for him as well as the people of God. We bless him, Lord. We bless his family. We ask you continue to protect him. We call and invite the host of heaven, amen, to continue to lead him and his cabinet and his team, Father Lord, amen, to accomplish the things that need to be done in our land. We thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just agree with all the prayers that have been prayed, and I thank you, Lord, that you bring it to pass, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you seal these prayers up, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you showed Ricky, Lord, today. Thank you for that picture, O Lord. Thank you for the picture that you showed Nita of President Trump, holding President Trump in your arms when he was just a toddler. O Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for imparting that to him. Thank you, Lord, for that impartation, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you cause him to be able to stand back, to pull away, Lord, just as Ricky shared, that you allow him to pull away, Lord, and to come away with you, Lord Jesus, and to hear from you and quiet himself. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Lord, you're so faithful, Lord. Thank you for empowering him. Thank you for enabling him. Thank you for giving him what he needs, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the one that is bringing this to pass, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that as Nita shared, you are the apostle. You are the prophet. He is the apostle and the prophet, and you, Father, are his defender. Defend him, O Father God. Defend. Come and intervene, Father, on his behalf, O Lord. Come, O Lord. Come, Lord, and quiet the noise. Quiet the distractions. Quiet, Lord, and remove the betrayers, Lord. Remove the betrayers that Ricky saw, Lord. Remove those from his inner court, Lord Jesus, that would be there to try to cause him to be brought down. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for hearing our prayers tonight, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, we're going to do some declarations. Nita has asked that we agree together on some things that Donald Trump spoke of during the campaign. So before we close, we're going to declare together these issues. We're doing about 5 or 6 a week, believing that God will accomplish this through his Cyrus. Amen. So I'll go ahead and lead out in the declarations, and then you please repeat right after me. Ricky will take you all off of mute, so you'll all be off mute to do the declarations, and then you'll need, if you're not going to be involved in the declarations, please mute, or if you've got a lot of background noise, please mute your phone so that by pressing *6, so that there's not a lot of noise and so on going on. And if you've got, you know, noisy kids in the house or something of that nature. So, okay, please be aware of that. So we're going to give you a few minutes, just a couple seconds rather, just to be ready. And then we'll have Ricky take you off of mute. Okay, go ahead, Ricky. Remember to press *6 if you're not going to declare with us.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Testing, testing.
Okay, I just want to clarify because this is a little different than we have been doing. We have been recently been pressing *6 to unmute ourselves, but if you press *6 after Ricky unmuted you, you will have muted yourself. So, okay, but now we're going to do the declaration. Okay, so I'm just going to, we'll all start with, we declare in the name of Jesus, and then I'll, just a second, not quite yet, and then I will lead in the declaration that follows that. Okay, so, okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So we declare in the name of Jesus. President Trump will be a cheerleader for America. We declare in the name of Jesus. President Trump to be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. We declare in the name of Jesus. The renegotiation of foreign trade deals. We declare in the name of Jesus. That the EPA be revamped. We declare in the name of Jesus the rebuilding of the aging infrastructure in the U.S. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you hear us from every state in the nation. Thank you, Lord, all across this country. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Okay, Ricky's going to put you back on mute now during the closing prayer and the Aaronic blessing.
Amen.
And then she'll take you off mute to say goodnight. Okay, I'm going to pray over you, and then Ricky's going to pray over you as well. And amen. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for your intercessors. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to them, Lord, to this nation. Thank you, Lord, that their prayers are making a difference. Thank you, Lord, that each one is special to you, that you know each one by their name. Lord, that no one is unnoticed. Lord, I thank you that you see each home, that you see each relationship in that home, that you see each struggle. Lord, that you see their persevering prayer, that you see them on their knees. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you just cause them to come together, Lord. Each family would come together in a greater degree of unity and oneness and one accord, Lord, that they would have a sense, Lord, that this is something that they are in together, Lord, that you would bring even those that have not been involved in this prayer for the nation, Lord, that you would bring them in, Lord, that you cause them to come into this this vision, Lord, this calling, Lord, this responsibility, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you increase what you're doing in each home, in each heart, each member, Lord, in the home. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you draw the children to yourself. Thank you that you pour out your Spirit upon the children. Lord Jesus, we give you praise, we give you blessing, thanksgiving for each one. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Go ahead, Ricky.
Thank you, Father God. I thank you for these intercessors. I thank you for their faithfulness, and I thank you, Father God. As you told me last year, that we were coming upon the season of the intercessor, Lord. The season of the intercessor. Now is that time. And I ask, Lord God, that you would begin to cause these intercessors to go deep into you, that you would fine-tune their ear to your voice, Lord God, and that you would take them into new and deeper levels in you as they pray, as they read your word, Lord God. Teach them how to be an intercessor for this hour. Speak to them, Lord God. Release within their spirit a new anointing that will prepare them for the days ahead. There are many that have been crying out to you, Lord God, to visit them, to speak to them, to hear your voice. Mm-hmm. And Lord God, that hour is coming. And as they draw themselves into you, Father, answer that cry. Answer that cry, Lord God, the deepest cry of their heart. Answer it. So many have been faithful year after year. They come on every single call. They come to every GOE. And they want to see you. And I thank you, Father God, that you're about to release that for them. You're such a good God. You're such a good and tender God. And you love us so much. I always stand in awe. I don't know how I continue to get surprised at how much you love us, but it always strikes me so deeply and how deep your love for us is. I thank you, Father. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your care, for your tenderness. I thank you for your provision. I thank you for these intercessors. And I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. I thank you, Lord, that so many came on a night that they typically would be out doing activities. They came to pray for the nation. Bless them for that, Lord God. Bless them. Bless them. I thank you, Lord. In your precious and holy name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Ricky. Thank you for your prayers and your tears and your heart. Thank you for sharing. Amen. 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 That's really a call. That's really a call to you guys, that intercessors. It's really, that's a really a significant thing. I just pray that you will ponder that and spend time with the Lord and just really seek Him concerning that. Amen. Amen. Please remember to keep Nita lifted up daily in prayer for freedom from all pain, infection, for blood glucose and so on, for healing of diabetes. Remember to keep Ray and O'Day, our international prayer, Joel's Army prayer leaders, lifted up, and please continue to pray for Donald Trump as well, and his administration, for all the things that we've been praying concerning. This is a really critical time. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you all so much for being with us tonight. Okay, Ricky is going to sound the victory shofar, and then we'll declare the Aaronic blessing over you, and then she'll take you off mute to say goodnight. Okay, if you would extend your right hand to receive a blessing. Yeverechecha Adonai ve'yishmerecha Yaher Adonai ponavalecha ve'chunecha Yiso Adonai panav lecha ve'yasem le'icha shalom shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give to you His shalom. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, our Messiah, we bless you. B'shem Yeshua. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for praying with us. We love you. Shabbat shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you for your prayers.
Thank you for your prayer.
Good night. Shabbat shalom.
Bye. 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 Bye.